USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will break his post-election silence this afternoon with remarks at 4 o'clock Eastern Time regarding the development of a coronavirus vaccine. President Trump has not spoken publicly since last Friday. Today's event in the Rose Garden will focus on Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration's effort to speed development of a vaccine. All eyes still on Georgia, as both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying this is the time to be looking into illegal ballot harvesting and other things that aren't allowed under Georgia law.
It shouldn't be allowed. In fact, if people know about that, they need to get in contact with us. They need to contact and come forth with affidavits saying this is not allowed. This is not something you're able to do, is to take and harvest these votes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The International Space Station is about to get more crowded. NASA will launch 4 astronauts above the SpaceX Dragon capsule this weekend in the company's first regular crew rotation to the orbiting lab. Navy pilot from California, Victor Glover, will be taking his first space flight. He will also be the first black astronaut to stay at the space station for a full 6-month rotation. Glover asked by CBS News if he's thought about that accomplishment.
I will once I get there. I try not to think about that too much. I think it is important for our astronaut corps and the accomplishments of our agency to represent the beautiful variety in this country. And so it is important to have kids who look like me or look like I looked when I was younger see someone that they can relate to that way.
If House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wins another term as Speaker, it will likely preside over the slimmest Democratic majority since World War II. Pelosi reminding everyone, though, there are still a number of House races ongoing. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as coronavirus cases continue to surge across the country, hospitals are concerned.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Reports indicate Russia and North Korean hackers are targeting drug makers working on a COVID-19 vaccine. Microsoft saying it blocked most of the attacks, but some were successful. The FBI and Homeland Security warned companies earlier this year that hackers would try to steal coronavirus research. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.